And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of hell and death. Because I live, you shall also live. Friends, we have gathered here to praise God and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the life of Clint Cole. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss. May God grant us grace, that in pain we might find comfort, in sorrow hope, in death resurrection. Let us pray. O God, who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask, and our ignorance in asking. Give to us now your grace, that we shrink before the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days here are accomplished, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be in you, and that nothing in life or in death will be able to separate us from your great love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now hear these words from Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my cry. Let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope is in the Lord. For with the Lord is great mercy, with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all their sins. Our Old Testament lesson is from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their consistency is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall fall. They shall walk and not faint. And these words from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our New Testament reading is from Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through His Spirit that dwells in you. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold His own Son, but gave Him up for all of us, will He not with Him also give us everything else? Who will separate us from Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, no powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. And our gospel lesson is from John chapter 14. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwellings. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you there myself, so that where I am, there you may also be. And you know the way to that place where I am going. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you shall also live. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." We are now going to hear Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, and you should have been given the words when you came in, so you can sing along.
Thank you.
today I want to speak a word of comfort. And it comes from John 14, 1 through 6, where it says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. If I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And you know the way I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Now, from this passage, I believe there are three thoughts of comfort. The first is the peace that is promised. Notice the words, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." Now, I know today is a day of sadness, a day of grief, a day of mourning. Yet even in the midst of this, you can find peace. Why? Because we have faith. We believe. We believe that even in the midst of the storm, even in the valley of the shadow of death, there can be a peace that passes all understanding. Because we know that God is with us. And the 23rd Psalm also says it. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." He is here. He is present. Believe in him, trust in him, and God will grant you the perfect peace. The second thought of comfort is that God has gone to prepare a place for us. Did you notice in John 14 it says, "I go to prepare a place for you." Now, the Bible tells us that God created the heavens and the earth in just 6 days. But just think, Jesus has been preparing a place for us for over 2,000 years. And what a place it must be. The verse tells us it is the Father's house and that there are many rooms. A room for Clint, a room for all of us. And isn't that a comforting thought? That God, that Jesus is preparing a place for us. The next thought of comfort is that God has prepared a way for us to get there. Everyone wants to go to heaven. Some just don't know the way. But Jesus tells us in John 14, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." We are all travelers on the road called life. There are many detours and many side streets. We don't need to be confused. We don't need to be lost. All we need is to follow Jesus. He will show us the way. In fact, he is the way. He will lead us and he will guide us. And to me, that's comforting. In the Revelation passage, it says, "Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more." Clint is now in the place Jesus prepared for him, and he is no longer in pain. As Christians, we know that we will see Clint again when Jesus calls us home to the place he's prepared for us. Now I want to read to you a poem entitled, "To Those Whom I Love and Those Who Love Me." When I am gone, release me, let me go. I have so many things to see and do. You mustn't tie to me with too many tears, but be thankful we had some good years. I gave you my love, and you can only guess how much you've given me in happiness. I thank you for the love that you have shown. But now it is time I traveled on alone. So grieve for me a while, if grieve you must. Then let your grief be comforted by trust. It is only for a while that we must part. So treasure the memories within your heart. I won't be far away, for life goes on. And if you need me, call and I will come. Though you can't see or touch me, I will be near. And if you listen with your heart, you'll hear all my love around you, soft and clear. And then when you come this way alone, I'll greet you with a smile and a welcome home.
This world is not what it was meant to be. All this pain, all this suffering. There's a better place waiting for me in heaven. Every tear will be wiped away. Every sorrow and sin erased. We'll dance on seas of amazing grace. In heaven, I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I wanna go home where every fear.
I got to meet with Julie and Dave earlier this week, and we talked about Clint and some memories. And one of the first memories they shared with me is that when Cody, Clint's cousin, was baptized, Clint was in the nursery, and he escaped. And he came down the aisle dragging his coat because he wanted to go home. Clint loved his grandpa Sid, and they did a lot of things together. They he said was in the army in World War II and had gotten the Silver Star. And after 9/11, Clint decided he wanted to join the army. And so when he was old enough, he did. And everyone was very proud of him when he joined the army. And they know that Grandpa would have been very proud, too. He went to South Korea during his time in the army. And one of his army buddies wrote this on his page. It was from Darren Alley. Clint was one of my closest friends when we were stationed at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. We were in B-1-14 Black Horse together. I will always remember him for his crazy sense of humor. He always knew how to lighten up the mood in the motor pool. One thing that always would get a laugh was his Forrest Gump impersonations. Man, he would have us cracking up for hours. He was definitely like a little brother to me back in those days. Prayers for him and his family. I think he evidently entertained many people with his personations of Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan. Dale and Linda told me they were always glad when he would stop by to see him because he worked for Rutledge's in the summertime. So he would stop by Linda and Dale's house and see him. And they would have hay rack rides and a weenie roast. And when Megan was about 3 is when they started this. And Erica's, Abby, and Dick all had the same birthday as 3 of the Coles. So they would come some and do the hay rack ride and weenie roast with them. And Clint loved family dinners. He loved Aunt Becky's lasagna at Christmas time. Clint also liked paintball. And one of his friend's mother wrote this. I will never forget the fun times my son had with Clint and all their friends at the pond and playing paintball. When I see the lilacs bloom in front of his house, I will remember his kind text telling me to come pick some. That's from Gloria Funai. And he did like paintballing, and when they were telling me about this, I'm like, oh, that sounds like fun. And Julie said, well, I don't know. He came home with all these bruises. But they would shoot at his dad's old Cadillac and some of the old farm buildings. And Clint liked music. When he was in the band, he played the trumpet. But he taught himself to play the bass guitar. Clint would come to church on Christmas Eve, but he always would ask when the men were going to have their soup supper, because he always wanted to help. He was confirmed here. And when he was younger, he went to a church retreat, Chrysalis, with Eddie Bradshaw. And Clint loved the outdoors. He liked going hunting and fishing. His dad would take him to Wisconsin to Lake Okaboga, and they would go fishing. And he loved doing things with his nephews. He loved playing outdoors with them and taking them places and doing things with them. He loved Julie and Dave's dog, Dusty. He didn't actually have a dog, but when he wanted to, he would steal Dusty. And when they couldn't find him, the dog, they knew he was at Clint's house, so they'd call him up and tell him to bring the dog home. Mark and Erica Loveridge were friends and spent quite a bit of time with Julie and Dave and Clint, Megan. And Mark got Clint to watch the Red Green Show and learn the man prayer. And the man prayer goes like this. I am a man, But I can change if I have to, I guess. He liked old westerns. He liked to watch The Rifleman and Rawhide. He liked John Wayne movies. He liked Bonanza. I talked to several people this past week since Clint passed away. And one of the things they always told me was that what a nice man Clint was and how he would always help. He would give the shirt off his back for you. And what a wonderful memory that is for everyone to have. Let us pray. God of us all, your love never ends. When all else fails, you still are God. We pray to you for one another in our need and for all anywhere who mourn with us this day. To those who doubt, give light. To those who are weak, strength. To those who have sinned, mercy. To all who sorrow, your peace. Keep true in us the love with which we hold one another. In all our ways, we trust you. And to you, with your church on earth and in heaven, we offer honor and glory now and forever. Now join me in the prayer he taught his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now may the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do his will, working among us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. You are all now invited to attend the luncheon. It's right after here. So we're going to pray over the food now. So let us pray. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly God, we thank you for this time to come together and to remember Clint, to remember memories, to cry together, to laugh together. Lord, we just thank you for Clint. And Lord, we ask you to bless the food we are about to eat. May it be a nourishment to our body, and bless those who made it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.